Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If Michael Jordan like had his flu game, this is Melissa's
I was just talking over
Shakes
that.
Game?
Start over.
No, I
was
no.
talking over
no,
you.
No, I don't care.
I didn't know you were starting.
No, we're fully transparent here. This is Melissa's Shakes game.
What?
Mel's feeling a little under the weather, just slightly. And she came into the studio as we were, like, right about before we were about to podcast, and she goes, I got the shakes, you guys. So this is her Shakes game. So I'm expecting no less than a triple-double, mm-hmm. 30 points, 15 rebounds.
Melissa,
10
who
assists.
Has thrown up in studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was a...
That's last year. Last summer.
Do we have audio of that?
Somewhere.
Well, because it was in the background.
And somebody... Because I remember we went to an event. And somebody was like, do you remember when Melissa threw up?
Did
like,
we talk about
I
it on the air?
Remember when Melissa threw up? Yeah, I think we did. We had to. We had to address it because she started the show with us and then she was just mysteriously gone. We could have said we wrote her out of the show, like in 90s sitcom. Or like, you know how 90s sitcoms used to like be like, no, mom's back, but it was a completely different
the
actress.
Person,
yeah,
yes.
We should have just done that with Melissa.
Yeah.
It's Melissa. She looks... Melissa didn't have blonde hair before. No, Melissa's always had blonde hair. Don't
like
ask
the
questions.
Spin-off. The
here we
spin-offs
go.
That come to.
If you don't get in for the 5 at 8:35 later today, they're going to have some
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Hang on. They're going to have some
You know, you can't tell unless you say what it is. You can't tell what the noise is.
Some
Oh.
It's that
Yeah.
I think that was the puke hitting the bottom of the trash can because
no,
you grabbed
I
the trash can
I did but that's when it that's when you go ugh! You know it was like that
some
we talk a lot about throw up
and can we talk about real quick and look you know obviously Mel's fine now so we can joke about it but I landed that plane very well.
You
that
did.
Was the first time I've ever been live on the air and someone I was on the air with threw up. So
that's the first time I've ever thrown up on the air.
Yeah, hey, if President Biden's listening, President-elect Trump, if you want to give me the Medal of Freedom, I'm here for it.
I did, one time I had to leave a show midway through, not because I was sick, but because I had found out that I had COVID during the show.
During the show?
So
wait, how do you find out during the show?
So the week before, I got sick. I wasn't working. It was like, I got sick during the week, but I had a weird schedule at that time where I wasn't working Wednesday or Thursday. And I remember Tuesday night, I just started to kind of feel under the weather. Wednesday, I woke up, I had the flu. I had like had the fever. Thursday, same thing. Tell my boss. My boss is like, hey, go get a COVID test. And as long as you're feeling, as long as it tests negative and you're feeling better, you can come in. I said, great. And he's like, don't worry about coming in on Friday. Just come in Saturday. That's when we really need you. I said, great. Get the test. Test comes back negative. Great. Start to feel better by Friday. Awesome. So I go into work. Work that next week. And that next Friday, Haley texts. She goes, hey, I'm just going to go to the doctor. I'm not feeling great. I said, great. Yeah, just let me know. And she's like, I know it's, I think I have strep because you just tested negative for COVID. I said, cool. Yeah, let me know. So she texts me middle of the show.
I know.
Just a heads up, just tested positive for COVID.
Oh, snap.
So I had to call my boss and be like, hey, my wife just tested positive for COVID.
And I was totally making out with her last night.
Dude, don't want to brag.
Dude, I was getting some, boss. Hey, I'll tell you more about it later, but I think I should scoot.
But I hit a solid single.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I almost slipped in some tongue, but it was just lips.
I bunted and sprinted my way to first. And so then I had to call my boss and be like, hey, so my wife just tested positive. And he just goes, you need to get out of the building right now.
Oh, my gosh.
That was when it was.
Yeah.
It was 2020. Was it still 2020? No, it was. It would have been 2021. But like there were still such heightened things at that time. And just like. And I
that
remember.
That was like when our show started.
The three people.
We were
who
at
I,
the end of it.
Well, we were at the end of like all of COVID.
Yeah.
Like things were starting because that was this first summer that Chicago reopened.
Mm-hmm.
The three people I came in contact with couldn't come into work like the next week.
Yeah.
I had to work from home.
Well,
and I remember I had to call my boss and be like, I forgot my laptop charger in the office. And he goes, and luckily
puts on a hazmat suit and walks
luckily
it out
somebody was in the office and grabbed it and they just dropped it off outside my
building. Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, oh, thank you so
Mel,
much.
Mel, do you remember like, because like when we first started, it was like 15 day quarantine if you got it, and then like slowly over time the CDC just like would slowly like, okay, now it's 10 days, now it's 5 days.
Yeah, that's right.
And then literally, no joke, the week after I got COVID last February, the CDC came out and was like, yeah, you don't even have to quarantine anymore.
I know.
And I was like, I quarantined for 5 days, just like literally last week.
Yeah.
Well,
I was like, where was this reported?
Had COVID the week before.
Yeah, what the heck? I was so annoyed. Oh, I had to miss the Zach Bryan concert.
Do you remember,
oh, yeah,
Kyle? I don't think you were here when we had to do this. I don't remember because I don't know if it was the tail end of it or when you started. Remember when we had to do that stupid app?
Yes.
That was so annoying.
Yeah, Kyle, did you ever have to do the app?
I did it at Sirius.
We had every day we had to come in and do and check in on this app.
And it would ask you all these questions.
All these symptoms. Like, do you have these symptoms? And you'd be like, no.
I partially think no. I know for sure I had to do it at Sirius because there was one time, it was the first time I did it at Sirius XM where I had to, it said like, do you have any of these symptoms? And one of them was scratchy throat. And I just happened to have a scratchy throat that morning. And I was like, well, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
Because
you
had to be.
And then they like flags you.
And then it flagged you and was like, you can't come in. So I had to call somebody.
Like the SWAT team from Minority Report comes in and busts through your window and grabs you.
And went, I'm healthy. I'm not. I just said yes to this one. And they just went, okay, just refill it. And I was like, this seems
suspicious. Yeah, you should be more concerned that I said yes about my scratchy throat. That app, remember, Mel,
if you'd forget to do it.
Marcy would call you out in a meeting.
Oh, my God.
Because there was a lot of us that forgot. Like, Drew would forget sometimes. Scotty K would forget.
Also, if I know anything about you guys, which I love you both dearly. We all know that.
Nice preface.
Asking you guys to do anything before the show.
You got that right.
Yep.
Is impossible.
Well, Mel and I used to have to like remind each other. We'd be like, did you do your app?
Yeah.
Did you do your app? Because we were like so scared to like, because we did get called out once or twice, like in a, you know, like our staff meeting, like, hey, you guys need to do the app. You need to do the app.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, or no, I think one time Marzi asked, he was like, has everyone been keeping up with the app? And we all just like kind of nodded. And Marcy's like, well, that's a lie because I've got a list here of people that forgot.
Oh my gosh, you guys walked into that one.
Yeah, yeah, and we were like Homer Simpson backing up into the bush.
We're like, gosh, you guys, the cockiness on you guys.
Right? I'm just so glad. We used to like the mask up in here, and that Odyssey held that even longer than Chicago. When Chicago dropped the mask mandate, we still had to do it here in the building.
Yeah.
Which was kind of annoying.
We had one of those mandates too, where you couldn't come in the building unless you were vaccinated. So the people who didn't want to vaccinate, which there were a few,
yeah,
had to stay home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like work from home or whatever. I wish we could work from home. Would you guys ever do that? There's, you know, there's like radio people that, at least like in Nashville, I know of, like that they built studios in their homes. So
I got to work from home for a hot minute, but
I'm not even talking about during COVID. This is not even just a COVID thing. This is like literally at any time. Would you guys ever do that?
No, I don't think anymore. I love coming into an office.
I do too.
I think to do that for side work would be good, like side jobs.
Yeah. Like if you had to like voice track or something,
like a show.
Yeah, like I wouldn't, Mel. I would not. If you were ever like, I want to do this show from home and I want to Zoom in, I would be like, no. I would say no. We're not.
You'd put your foot down.
I would. I would be like, I don't want to do that because our show would not sound near as good.
I don't think I would want to do it because I wouldn't enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? I enjoy it because I'm here.
You get an energy from being in person.
Yeah.
Like you get this like energy of like, I don't know, just being around another human being.
Yeah.
And like laughing and stuff like that. Yeah. It's more infectious. And
there's going to be people who don't like what I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
But I do feel like people should go back to work. And I respect when people want to work from home and they've got children and they've got things to take care of. But I do think you miss out on the social aspect of things.
Sure. Yes.
And
yes.
Can happen. I just think it depends on the type of person you are.
If you're not like a super social person, I still think it's at some point.
But I think there are some people who perform better at home at their jobs than in
office. I'm not saying the performance can't be better. It's more just like a mental thing, like being social.
Well,
being isolated from people.
Take this to a deeper psychological level. I do feel like that's why you kind of see more animosity. You know, like I almost feel like, and like the pandemic obviously did not help at all, but like our social skills have like kind of diminished a little bit, and I mean, I think we're getting it back and everything, but there was a lot of aggression and like even just like at airports and stuff like that. It's like there's always like fights and stuff, and not that there weren't before. Obviously, a place like an airport has always been, you know, a lot of tension there. But I don't know. I do feel like like you're almost like seeing like people not having shorter fuses now because like. Just socially.
Well, everybody had a short view. Yeah. It was definitely intensified.
Right.
During COVID.
Well, yes.
Bad.
I mean, like, yeah.
Different
and
things can
I'm not even saying it like because of COVID. I just think like just being like not going into work every day, you know, does diminish some social aspect of your life. But I don't think, I mean, I think there are like Mayor's been working from home even before the pandemic. She's been working from home almost her entire professional life. And she's terrible in social settings. No, I'm kidding. She's great. She's great. She's good.
Yeah, Haley's been working from home. She's great in social settings. It's just, she loves working from home in the sense of like, as a recruiter, she hated doing phone calls in the office.
Really?
Because you have to share salaries and people here. So when you're
where I feel like when you do a job like that, you should be able to have private calls.
Privacy, yeah.
But there was none of that.
You like it was like a cubicle.
Right.
It was like an open area because that's what it became before COVID. It was the open office environment was what it was. Or if you wanted to rent out a room, they're all rented out.
Did you guys ever work a desk job?
Like hot second.
In cubicle?
Yeah, for like a hot second. Too.
I was a producer. My first radio job, I was a producer, and then the show like went away, but I was still employed. So they're like, we're going to make you be the digital guy. And so like, I would do some like graphic design and social media work, but then they were like, we can't justify your salary for just doing that job. So we're all going to also make you do sales. And I do sales. And When I tell you I was miserable, I would walk into work just beat, like to start the day.
Oh,
I'd be beat. Just so miserable. It was awful.
I could never do sales. A lot of credit to people who do. It takes a certain person. I don't know
how they do it.
I don't know either. That's way too much pressure.
And like you and I,
because
like
the companies put pressure on you to meet certain goals.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you and I, like, we're outgoing. Like, we like to talk to people, but like, I could never, like, cold calling and all of that.
Oh,
And like trying to sell someone something, like, it's like,
It's like trying to talk somebody into something.
It feels like an inauthentic relationship.
Right.
And I know the best salespeople are really good at developing those relationships.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, when you're first starting out, which I was, I think I made one sale or something.
Oh my gosh.
And it was for like
You're pretty good at like talking to people, so I'm kind of surprised you only have one sale.
Well, he would get the sale, but then he couldn't get off the phone.
He probably didn't get the sale because they're like, I wish this guy would stop talking.
Well, that was it. They were just like,
they'd be like,
okay, yeah, no, I'll buy it. Fine. No, never just mind. Stop. Leave me alone. I don't care.
Okay.
Don't care about what's going on with the Titans. Okay. I'm sorry.
But I was working in Nashville at the time, so more people did care about them there.
No, even they were like, I get it.
Yeah. The Titans were bad back then, too. The
708 texter. If Kyle can run a marathon, can it really be that difficult? Got my butt. That was a good one.
That is good.
Good burn.
That is good.
Thank you for answering my call. I listen to you guys all the time, and this is the first time I ever got through to talk to you guys.
Oh, that was nice. That was really nice.
One's got to go. This is from a text line that we didn't get to during One's Got to Go from the 847. Monday morning meeting or Friday afternoon meeting?
Friday morning meeting sucks. Yeah.
I'd rather get it out of the way.
The thing is, I will say, though, you would think about the Monday morning meeting more, like over the weekend. Like when you have the Sunday scaries.
Yeah, your Sunday scaries would hate
like,
her.
Oh, first. I have that meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
But would you also be thinking about it all week, knowing you have a Friday?
No, because meeting? I feel like you have all those other, like, I got to get this done. And the only time it would really hit you on Friday is probably Friday, like, right around, like, 10. And you're like, I get to leave. Oh, wait. I have that meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that happens here sometimes.
Yeah, no, you're.
It does.
The best thing about our boss, Marcy, is she doesn't believe in Monday or Friday meetings.
Yeah.
Which I actually love that from a managerial aspect.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a buffer day from the weekend and going into the weekend. And I think that's awesome. And especially for, you think about when people travel, you know, like a lot of times you add a vacation day to your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you're not missing any meetings on a Monday or a Friday anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, you know, I love that. If I ever become a manager, first of all, God help us all. But second of all, I'm going to implement that. I'm going to implement the no Friday or Monday meeting.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would implement the no meetings, just emails.
Now, that is also one that I think a lot of people can adopt is like, could this meeting be an email?
You say this, that first email we send, either we'd forget to see it or you would follow back and be like, just a question on that email that then turns into a meeting.
Yeah.
No. I got a question. About your email.
Well, sometimes we have meetings.
Yeah, sometimes.
And that could have been an email. Because it lasts like 6 minutes and there's like three details.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. Sometimes I think people just love meetings for whatever reason.
Mel, would you ever work for me?
Yeah, I would.
I don't know if I like the
What?
Reflection on your voice.
No, I was just giving it some like honest thought.
Kyle, would you ever work for me?
Absolutely, sir.
Sir! He called me sir. You know what? I'm hiring him.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
He was very respectful in the interview.
Would you work for me? Oh, my gosh.
I'd go work fast food or something.
What?
What?
You wouldn't work for me?
No, let me think about that. If you were my boss... No, actually, you know what? I would.
Like that it took you so long
I had to think about it. But then I thought, I was like, okay, would she be a strict boss? Probably not. And you would, it's always better to have a boss that's more chill than you are. And I think you would be, I think you would be that.
Would you work for me?
What's my salary?
You didn't ask Austin that.
He didn't say, I was expecting him to go, yes, ma'am.
I'm just asking important follow-ups so I can go to the negotiation process.
I don't think I like this podcast. He didn't this is the first one that I don't like.
You didn't ask, wait, what is my salary? I didn't.
What would be mine?
Yours?
Yeah.
I would start you off at 90K.
Oh, nice.
With a chance to grow, like to grow each year. Like I would give you a bonus, like or a salary increase every year you stay with the company.
Oh, well, I like that. Most companies should give a salary increase every year anyway. Yeah. They should, but they don't.
What would my salary be for your company?
I was the first one to ask, and I didn't get an answer. I'm a little upset by that.
Yeah, but you didn't ask me, though.
Are you doing the job you're doing now?
I'm doing the job I'm doing now plus more.
Oh, plus more?
Well, what's the plus more?
Dude, I don't know, but that means we have to pay him more.
I'm just saying. You got to hire me to find out.
Oh, shoot.
I got a three-step plan.
Playing hardball.
I got 100-step plan.
100-step plan.
I would put you under contract so that if needed, you know, you could work more than 40 hours without extra pay.
That's fair. I would do that for you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
But if you did that, I'd give you 120.
Ooh, Austin.
Well, how much am I getting from you, Mel?
Are you in the position that you're in now?
Yeah, but
running a morning show?
But doing more.
But doing more.
Hey, yeah. So you got a 100-step plan.
Yeah, I got a 100-step plan.
Well, I would give you also 120, but here's the reason why. I would make sure that you got a whole bunch of live reads.
Vacation?
Live reads.
Oh, so endorsements?
Yeah.
Okay, so that adds to my salary?
Lesser, okay.
Same
okay.
amount of money, but I would make sure that you had like a lot of endorsements.
Do I get a minimum?
Yeah, there'd be like a minimum of like five endorsements a week.
So if the endorsements don't fill that minimum, you'll reimburse that with extra salary?
Right.
Oh, I like this. I like this. Okay,
I got some bad news, Mel.
What?
I just got an email from Austin's company that are saying they're going to pay me 140. So... I want to work for you. I want to work for you so bad.
Yeah.
But I obviously...
This is where he wants to be.
This is where I want to be. But if they're paying me 140,
he's got to do it for his family.
I don't know, 145.
He's got a family to feed.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a dog.
My dog is starving.
Yeah.
Woof, woof.
Are you worth 140?
Feed me.
Oh, his dog talks.
Oh my gosh. Do you hear my dog?
His dog. That's such a cute dog.
Help me. Woof.
I did meet your dog.
I know you did. You loved my dog. My dog loved you.
So it would be even harder to say, no, you can't get that pay increase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I love Bernie, I would give you 142.
142? Oof.
Mm.
Hey, Austin, real quick. Yeah. So this is where I want to be. You know that.
With my company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Melissa did come back with me with a 142 offer.
I'll give you 142.01.
Oh.
Bob. Now, are you going to take it?
Melissa, you know this is where I want to be. But Austin's coming back with 142.01.
142.02.
Interesting. I got to talk to my wife about it. Hey, Austin, real quick.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah, what's up?
So Melissa came back.
Did you make a decision on the job?
I was calling Melissa and I was telling her, hey, I appreciate the offer, but I'm moving on. But she's upping her offer to 142.
That little SOB increased her offer,
yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah, she actually increased it to 143, which I understand.
All right, I didn't want to do this.
Okay.
But you leave me no choice.
Okay.
We want you here.
Yeah.
So we're willing to offer you $150,000.
I got to talk to my wife.
Sure.
I just got to make sure.
No, naturally, as you should. Any married couple should.
Melissa, can you believe this? I was calling Austin to tell him, not a chance. I'm ride or die Mel. Everybody knows that. But he just offered 150.
Yeah.
What do you think I should do?
He broke my bank.
He broke your bank?
Yeah.
Oh, It was nice working with you.
Okay.
Hey, Austin.
Yeah.
I'm taking the job, buddy.
Hired. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Now, here's 17 hours of HR training that you have to take.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you don't, and you don't get paid for this.
What? I can't skim it.
I would have only had 1 hour. Too bad.
Dang it. It's not worth $10,000. Yeah.
Again, Mel, the more chill boss. You only have 1 hour of HR training. You don't even have to take it if you don't want to.
And you would have gotten Fridays off. But
Just don't call a woman by a bad word. There you go.
Or you can. I don't care.
Yeah, or I can.
Is it funny? Did you call her a funny word?
I haven't even watched the training yet.
Spell out the word for me. Oh, that's a funny word. Okay, you can call them that.
Yeah. I like four-letter words.
That would totally be me. I'd be like, you said what? You're fine. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. If Melissa was an HR director, you'd be the most lax HR director ever.
I'd be like, I know this person and I know how they meant that.
Yeah, yeah. Or if it was like someone you like didn't like, but
they said something
that was like even less edgy, mm-hmm. you'd be like, you cannot say that in this office.
I know you're a bad person.
How dare you? Gonna throw him back. How dare you? Dare you? Okay. All right. Well. Good. I like that we're starting our own businesses.
I'm kind of mad at you.
Mad at me?
Yeah.
Why are you mad at me?
Actually, and I'm mad at you too, Kyle.
Why are you mad at me?
Because it took both of you way entirely too long to say that you would.
Well, I had to think about it. You have to process those type of decisions.
Well, I can't just jump into it. If money was not an issue, of course I would work for you. But unfortunately, in this economy, I have to find the best deal for me and my family and our future.
I had to think about it.
I'd be a good boss to people.
And that's why I said yes. I had to think about it.
I'm a very fair person.
I didn't remember my first like five phone calls. I said, this is where I want to be. It's just, Austin gave me an offer. I could not refuse.
I heard you tell Austin that's what you wanted.
So we're making a phone call.
Were you eavesdropping on his conversation?
Yeah, wait a minute.
I took that question seriously, and I thought about it. I thought about it, and I still said yes. I could have said no. I said yes.
People forget that Melissa took a second to say yes to Austin as well.
I took like...
Mel still hasn't given me a salary, has she?
No.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, the 100. $120
plus a minimum amount of.
But you know what, Mel? Kyle's making $150 over at my company. I got to make more at your company.
How much am I making?
You're making $90.
Yeah. Hello. That is. So.
And also, first of all, you asked for your salary first. So that also like kind of plays into it. But it also is real bad optics that the woman is making like a third less than what the guys are making.
Mel, at my company, you'd make $1 million.
Wow.
Well, Austin would make over 75 years.
Austin makes $2 million, but you guys aren't allowed to talk about salaries. That's the one rule.
HR.
Sorry.
Mel, you're the HR. You're the head of HR.
You know what? So. I'd come in and I'd say, I'm giving my 2 weeks notice unless you match my salary.
All right, Mel. You know what? Because I feel bad about...
Such a crap salary compared to what I would give you.
Yes. Well, you asked for it first and you get the pay increases every year. So what I'm going to come back to you out of the goodness of my heart. All right. There's no Ebenezer Scrooge in me. I'm coming to you and I'm saying, listen, I'm going to offer you $130. However, in that you do not get the pay increase per year.
Ever?
Every 10 years.
Ew. No.
$130 though.
If I never got a pay increase for 10 years, I would never take that job for
anybody.
That's
almost a 50% salary increase.
It doesn't matter because no human can go 10 years without a salary increase. That's not right. That's actually kind of like you'd be a bad boss.
Are you calling me a bad boss?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I quit.
You're the boss.
No, I quit your company.
Wow.
So you can take my $120 in endorsements and shove it.
Look, since Austin has left the company, I've been doing double the work, and I would like a little bit more.
Well, his salary is gone, so now you're at $180.
What? $180? He absorbed some of my salary?
Yep.
Wow. But you know, Inflation's a little high right now. Hey, Kyle. Any chance we can bump that up to 2?
Hey, Kyle. Since I left Mel's business,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking to start my own.
Interesting.
And I need employees.
My man. You know this is where I want to be. I'm just curious on the salary because I got Mel over here. She's offering me $180.
$180?
Yeah.
Nah, please. I took back the $90,000 that I was offering her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll offer you $270. I'll add it onto the $180 she's already offering you.
Hey, man, real quick.
Yeah.
Just call my wife.
Sure. Yeah.
Just going to make sure everything's copacetic.
That's a lot of money.
We're good to go. Hey, Mel. You know this is where I want to be. But Austin's trying to, he's doing a little backdoor action here and not the cool kind.
Tell her I'm starting my own business.
And he's trying to offer me $270.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is where I want to be with you. Hand in hand. Forever and ever.
$350 with a 3-day weekend.
Oh my. Mel, let me just call my wife. Because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Just got to make sure we're on the same page. Hold on. Hey, Austin.
She didn't offer you the 3-day weekend, did she?
Hey, man. Like, I hate to do this. Because you know this is where I want to be.
She pulled the 3-day weekend
card.
She
pulled not only the 3-day weekend, she's going up to $350.
Okay.
And I know you're a struggling business, so I don't expect you to match.
No. Yeah, we're a startup.
Yeah. But like.
How about this?
Okay.
I'm going to take you back down to 90. Because when I added it to the 180 before, I realized I didn't have that much capital to pay you. I only have the 90 that I offered Mel prior. Okay. So I'm going to take it down to 90.
I don't love that.
But it's a 1-day a week work week. You have a 6-day weekend, my man.
Damn. Wait. Can I?
You get $90,000 a year to work one day.
No.
52 days out of the year.
Real quick. Do I get to pick the day that I work?
No. You have to work Wednesdays.
Okay. Love this offer. Let me just call my wife.
Sure. Yeah. No. You got to run everything by the wife. Trust me. I'm a married man. I get it.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah.
Look, this $350. This is what I'm gonna do. But I have one stipulation. If I could fix it, please. I won't take the 3-day work week. This is where I want to be.
Mm.
This is where I want to be. You know what? I'm even willing to come in on Saturdays.
Whoa.
My one thing is, you know, my dog Bernie.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, my wife goes into the office and we need somebody there on Wednesdays. So is there a chance that I work Saturdays now, but maybe I just work from home on Wednesdays or even possibly like don't come in on Wednesdays, if that's cool with you? That'd be my one question. And if anything, like I don't like to be this guy, but I'm willing to negotiate down even a little bit. I will go down to
what?
$320 to do this, if that's okay with you.
Oh my gosh. Not only am I okay with that, but I mean, I like you so much that I'll also pay for a 1 week's vacation every year to Ireland, your home.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Mel, I'm going to say yes. So I'm saying yes to you right now, but I also got to call my wife. So I just said yes. So yeah. So can't wait to start on Monday. Hey, Austin.
Yes.
I'm also saying yes to your job because I can work Wednesdays, my man. Let's go.
What do you mean also?
He's taking both jobs because I gave him Wednesdays at home.
Why did he say also?
So now he gets both salaries.
Wait.
I said also because I'm
what
doing
what other job?
I'm
I thought you were talking to your
I do my
you
dog. I do my dog walking.
I thought you were talking to your wife.
I do my dog walking on the side, and my wife brought that up because this is the 1 day a week job. I need something to do the other 6 days.
Didn't you get how he worked that?
You're not two timing me with that broad Mel, are you?
I would never do that to you, sir.
She's not hiring you on the 6 days that you're not working.
How would
for
that
me,
make
right?
sense? Why? Just answer me this. Why would you give me Wednesdays off? That's the prime work day. That's
I
the
don't
most
know.
Important
Maybe
day
you gave
of the
some
week.
Lame excuse like your dog and your wife works from home and
man,
like you have
you
to.
Have known me
that's
for
the one
how
day she
long?
Has to go
you
to the
think,
office.
You think that would happen? Not a chance, man. I ride or die with you. Wednesdays.
Okay, just as long as I'm putting a clause in the contract.
Okay.
That if I find out that you're two-timing me.
Okay.
With that heathen.
Okay.
Melissa.
Yep.
Then the contract is null and void.
Sounds good. Can we call it the Santa Clause?
Ho, 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 baby.
This is the dumbest podcast.
This is really the dumbest.
Did a
I
lot
think
of
this is only for our entertainment.
Yeah.
That was just for us.
Yeah. Well, let me call my wife. Let's see what she thinks.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.